This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Oshkosh City Council is expected to go ahead and borrow nearly $30 million tonight for future construction projects. With interest rates on the rise, the city thinks it can save some money by locking in lower interest rates right now. Finding employees is hard for everyone, and the city's Parks Department is no different. Parks Director Ray Maurer says they may have to cut back hours for the Poly swimming pool. It may not be able to open those kiddie rides in Menominee Park this summer because of a lack of staff. Winnebago County is seeing another increase in COVID-19 cases. County Health Department officials say the virus spread is now in the medium category, although the number of hospitalizations remains very, very low. This is interesting. Amplify Oshkosh is looking into education in the year 2035 at their upcoming meeting. Assistant Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Gunlock, will talk about the future of education. More details can be found on the Chamber website. Page 2, gasoline prices are climbing again. The average gas price now better than $4 per gallon in the area. Diesel is also up to $5.15 a gallon, putting a strain on the local economy. Congrats to Steve Brandis of the Wisconsin Herd. He's been named the G League Executive of the Year. This is the second time Steve has won the award since joining the Herd a few years ago. The Oshkosh School District is looking at leasing athletic fields on Jackson Street. The area is currently owned by UW Oshkosh. The contract calls for a 50-year lease for only $1. The university is also getting ready to purchase the old Associated Bank building on Sawyer. As I told you earlier, the university plans to use that building for its new marching band along with coaches' offices. And Waterfest has completed their lineup for the summer. Wisconsin's best concert series will have Night Ranger, with their hits like Sister Christian and Rocket America headline the show on August the 4th. Season tickets are currently on sale at the Waterfest website, along with the Chamber of Commerce. That's Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I'll be back again on Thursday of this week with more things that are newsworthy.